The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so I just want to do a warning. This is going to be rough on some people. I almost didn't even pull this one out because when we got this submission, somebody slid into our DMs on Facebook under the KISS account. I was like, oh, this is a serious one. This is intense. This is not a laughing matter, and this is about addiction and parents and things like that. So you ready for this?
It's a yikes for sure. It's a listen, and we listen, and then we'll go. We don't judge.
There you
and
go.
And then we'll judge.
And then we'll judge after. You're right. But first, listen and don't judge. Good point, DZ. Yep. All right. So I'll leave her anonymous. She said, I don't know if she cares, but she says, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk? My mother has had six DUIs and a past of getting violent. She has hurt my sister and beat up my brother twice in the past. A couple of months ago, she attacked me while intoxicated and called me unnecessary names. So I called the police because I was scared. Now she's facing felony charges and we have a restraining order. Oof. I have multiple people in my mom's circle, including my sister, telling me to drop the charges and help her get out of jail because she's facing felony charges. I'm already paying her rent and cell phone bill. I don't plan to drop the charges. Does that make me a jerk simply because she's my mother? Oh, I got chills and goosebumps reading this once again. I got it the first time, and I was like, and it wasn't that I did. It's just intense. It's just a serious, intense. And a lot of people go through stuff like this, and it's really hard when you have someone in your life who's abusive, and other people going, but it's your family. And you're like, but huh? And then there's also the addiction where you can get people. You want to get people help and things like that. There's so many factors here. Sorry, DZ. Go ahead.
I'm getting worked up.
I can tell. I think, man, I said everything I wanted to say about that. What do you think?
So my thing is, most people will tell you when you're dealing with addiction, when you're dealing with a circle or a cycle of abuse, when you're dealing with somebody that has problems for themselves in their own, right? And then they also have a family who they're imposing their problems onto. They tell you, yeah, you'd have to get somebody else involved. You can't handle this. You can't do this by yourself. You can't deal with it. Now, this is already happening. The authorities were called because she had a moment. They had a moment where they were scared of their mother, so they called, and she was incarcerated. Now she's facing felony time for something that she actually did.
And it's not the first time she's put in this, that it's happened multiple times. It's not the first time.
You do the time, you do the crime, you serve the time situation. This is the in-between of where now you could drop these charges, but then you go back to the cycle of abuse. This person continues to get away with the pattern of behavior.
You got to hold them accountable, yeah.
But it's your mother.
But it's your mother, and maybe that's where it kills
you. And maybe this is the one time where now they get it, because before it was just a little misdemeanor. Now you're facing felony charges. Well, now your mom could go away for real. Now you're feeling bad. Has your mother reached out and said anything? Because it's only people in her circle, quote unquote.
Which is messed up. Because, and this is where people let the guilt get the best of them, and then they don't do what's best for the person who's suffering, right? Because you're so afraid of what may happen to them, you end up enabling them instead of actually helping them. Rock bottom sometimes is where people have to be to really want to get help. Because as long as somebody's helping them and there's someone you can call and say, well, drop the charges, it won't happen again, and you drop them, and then it happens again, and look, and then you go, and then now they're fighting because of somebody else's actions, you know?
Or you could flip it too, and then a family member's like, but look at how it's affecting everybody in the family, having, you know, your mother incarcerated. It's not just affecting her, it's affecting us, it's affecting you. If she were to be out, then it would at least be we're all together, yada, yada. But this is where they try to convince you with that pattern of toxicity.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to call her Deidre. Go on. Oh, I see you got your finger up. You're not done yet, DZ. Go on. Where were you? And another thing.
We're both going on one now. I don't even know which way I'm leaning, because I understand that it's your family and it's your mother.
I'm saying
in my wildest dreams could never imagine calling the cops on my mother.
Imagine, nobody wants to be in this position. Nobody. But she didn't put herself in this position. She didn't.
She didn't. Her mother did. Mm-hmm. And now she's the one that's parenting.
It's not her fault.
The adult. And the unfortunate reality is that you'd assume that you'd never call your cops on family, but we've never been put in the situation to have to want to call our cops on family.
Exactly.
I'll say what it is. I've never thought, oh my gosh, I got to call the cops on my mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, you obviously want them to get help. Addiction's no joke, you know? So I get the mental health side of it too. 414-533-1037. That's the number you can call or text. This is a serious one, and I know this is something that affects a lot of people, so it's getting deep today on Am I the Jerk. We will talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this is an intense one today. Very serious stuff. And we've got our callers on the phone. We got this DM on the KISS FM Facebook account. And calling her Deidre. I changed her name. And she wants to know if she's the jerk because she put felony charges on her mother, who sounds like she has an addiction. The mom has 60 DUIs, has a past of getting violent, has hurt her and her siblings. Yep. And so she called the police last time and pressed charges, and now her sister's asking her to drop them because they're felony charges. She said, am I the jerk if I don't, you know, for simply because she's my mom? So
I let my mom become a felon.
Yeah, I mean, so this is a very serious topic. So let's go to Aaron in Menominee Falls this morning. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, Ellie. How are you?
You know, we've had days. This is a serious one, though. So no joking matters on this one. What do you think, Aaron?
No, it is 1,000%. She is not the jerk.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. So my dad is a recovering alcoholic drug addict for, like, all of my childhood. Mm-hmm. Finally got sober around the time I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you right now, the exact thing that got him sober was my mom and me and my sisters holding some very, very hard lines and him hitting some really, really serious rock bottoms before he just had to get sober and made a decision to do it himself. So,
rock bottom, it'll force you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and notice, I mean, she said rock bottoms, more than one. Sometimes you need more than one.
Well, and the scary thing for a lot of people is you don't want to push them to rock bottom because you're like, what if I lose them, right? But it's not on you. You know what I mean? This is what's so hard about these problems, the guilt. You know, you just want them to be okay, right, Aaron?
Well, you love
it. Absolutely. And we did lose him for 2 years. He disappeared on us for 2 years before he hit enough rock bottoms in the world out there to get sober.
Right.
So, It's going to get harder for her before it gets better, but it's the most loving thing she can do.
I love how you said that. The loving thing is to hold them accountable. That's from somebody who's been through it with their own father. Okay, Aaron, thank you so much for sharing today. You have a good day, all right?
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Whew, this is an intense one. I'm going to go straight. DZ?
Self-love and outer love. You know, loving the parent, loving the family, and loving yourself for not putting yourself through that. I like that caller.
Mm-hmm, me too. Saucy is on the phone. She's triggered.
Ooh.
The least.
Yeah, she different.
Hi, Saucy.
Yes,
good morning.
I'm different. Hey there, hey.
Hey.
I don't think I'm different in this situation.
Talk to us, Saucy.
Okay, first off, I really hope you get therapy or you're in therapy. Mm-hmm. Secondly, do not allow your sister to make you feel as though it's your fault for doing anything. Your mother made these choices herself, and it is not your fault, and it's not for you to feel the shame or the guilt for doing anything.
Ooh, you gave me goosebumps. Right, Saucy, you're going to make me cry. I mean, I haven't even been through this with, thank God I haven't been through this. So you have, but I'm, you're giving me goosebumps.
I have multiple times, unfortunately. And I will tell you, you are not the jerk. Don't let anybody gaslight you into thinking that, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't do this because it affects so many other people. Mm-mm. No, your mother should not have made the choices that she made. Mm-hmm. And then it wouldn't have affected all these other people.
Yeah. Well, she can't keep hurting people. Like, at some point, enough's enough. I mean, that's just not okay. You cannot it's bad enough how she's hurt. You know, people have the mental trauma, then got the physical on top of that. And then she's got all these DUIs. There's a lot going on here. That's really not okay.
And I also want to say, like, you know, it's best for you to walk away. Mm-hmm. Do this, finish it up, and walk away. Mm-hmm. And I know it's really, really hard. I'm going to start crying myself. I know it's really, really hard.
All right.
But it's what's best for you. These people did not make you feel safe, and they were your parents, and they were supposed to make you feel safe in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so screwed up, is that these people never made you feel safe. And that's not right at all. And I'm sorry you had to live through that.
Well, I'm sorry you had to live through that too, Saucy. Yes. And I just want you to know, it's not in vain when you talk about your experiences and you share them and you remind people that it's not your fault. You don't have to feel shame. No. You're helping people right now by talking about it, Saucy. So we appreciate you, seriously.
Thank you for calling.
We love you. We love you.
Love you too.
All right.
Much love, guys.
Much love. Okay.
Much love, Saucy.
Bye. Last but not least is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
She's in West Allis. So we're talking about Deidre, who wrote in. I gave her a fake name, obviously. Her mom, she pressed felony charges on her because of all the issues they're having. The mom has DUIs, addiction issues. It sounds like hurts people physically. And so now her family's telling her to drop the charges. And so what do you think?
Very triggering for me in more ways than one. I'm going to cry.
It's okay.
She's not a jerk. Mm-hmm. She's doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And just like the other callers have said, do not let your family gaslight you into dropping charges. You are doing the best thing for your mother or for anyone in this situation.
Yeah.
First of all, she's where she's safe and she can't hurt anyone.
Mm-hmm. That's
second of all, there may be a situation worked out with the DA where she can go to treatment. I mean,
there's options.
I mean, we know how the justice system works in this state. So charges are probably going to get reduced.
Well, she has six DUIs and she's on the street. Six DUIs on the street? Why are you on the street at six DUIs? We just saw this horrible... Let's not act like we didn't just see that awful DUI or awful drunk driving accident that killed a local teacher in St. Francis. It broke all of our hearts. I'm going to cry thinking about that one. And that guy had two. So I'm like, you know, it's ridiculous when I see someone. It's crazy. But it's, again, addiction. It's addiction.
But that's
addiction.
Neither here nor there.
I understand the mental health,
right, and she is doing the right thing, and if she needs to walk away from her family, so be it. At least she's safe,
right,
and she's keeping other people safe.
She got to protect herself.
And the people, the innocent, all the innocent people that have nothing to do with this family,
right. That part Yeah. Well, the good news is we're on until 10. I mean, but seriously, Jessica, I absolutely hear you. And I'm sorry, you know, that this, I know this is triggering some people, but I hope you and Saucy and Aaron and all these people that have called in sharing your experiences know it's tough, but you're actually stronger than you think, because somebody's listening and you're reminding somebody listening that it's okay to hold people accountable. You have to take care of yourself too.
Let me tell you, if this person who's going through this is listening right now, girl, I got your back. I'm here for you 110%, as I'm sure most of people listening. She did nothing wrong, and she needs to know that she is a strong person for doing this, because it's hard for her. Believe me, I know.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, she's going through it right now, trying to do the right thing. And honestly, it's tough.
My heart goes out to her and her whole family. Addiction is awful.
And domestic violence. And all of, I mean, this is domestic violence. I'm sorry, but the violence, that's domestic violence. It's not okay.
Exactly. The addiction behind it, the domestic violence.
There's
really
so many different things going on right now. Because she talks,
she
goes into detail about how her mom hurt her, but I left some of those details out because people are already, we don't need the graphic stuff. So
we all relating to it enough.
We got enough out of it. So you say not the jerk. Listen, thank you so much for sharing.
Great for putting this out there, because just when you think you've got problems, I mean, other people are going through it.
Yeah.
Heck of a lot worse.
It's perspective. So, it's perspective, especially at the holidays. Mm-hmm.
And be there for each other. Mm-hmm. Women got to support women.
That's right. That's right. And we all got to support each other, too. I'm down for the women supporting women, for sure, too. But I felt bad because I was looking at DZ and his sons.
Hey, don't worry about us.
He's like, we're fine. We're
women
fine.
Women supporting women, man. Now I'll just take care of my babies.
Jessica, thank you for calling, girl. You're strong.
Thank you.
You're amazing and strong.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing,
we
seriously.
Are. Thank you.
Bye. Well, this has been a tough one, and I really want to thank everyone for sharing their experiences and calling in. And we're just going to leave it at that. It was not the jerk.